Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. Funeral is set for tomorrow by Jewish custom for American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland, killed after being taken in the Hamas attack in Israel last October.
The Israeli army says it recovered the bodies of six Israeli hostages from a tunnel in southern Gaza, quote, shortly after Hamas killed them. American hostage Hirsch Goldberg Poland among the bodies. Hamas kidnapped the 24-year-old born in Chicago from the Nova Music Festival. Hirsch's mother, Rachel, relentlessly advocated for a ceasefire to free her 24-year-old son, becoming the international face and voice for the plight of the hostages. Of Hirsch, it is said here, may his memory be a blessing. Jordana Miller, ABC News, Jerusalem.
Reports of a mass shooting overnight in Clairton, PA, outside Pittsburgh. Three men wounded, but police say there may be more victims. And another shooting wounded San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Pearsall.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. The site of the former General Motors plant in Janesville has been empty for 15 years. The city is applying for a federal grant to spur new and more sustainable development there. Here's Mike Mohn.
The city of Janesville will host a trio of public listening sessions in September as it prepares to apply for a $20 million EPA grant that focuses on environmental justice. The city's economic development director, Jim Z. Cuborn, says as they try to reimagine the old General Motors and JATCO site, they want surrounding neighborhoods experiencing low incomes and other side effects to have a brighter future.
We've got trees growing up in the middle of asphalt and fences falling over, and so go in and create a green opportunity, a green field for new development and new opportunity.
She says that could include new energy-efficient housing and the possibility of solar projects. The GM site was demolished just prior to the pandemic, and this specific EPA grant doesn't deal with needed soil cleanup work. But Cuborn touts the importance of pursuing environmentally friendly development so that neighborhoods don't have to deal with things such as excessive stormwater runoff from these old sites. Cuborn says cities like Janesville aren't alone in confronting this problem.
There are multiple sites throughout the United States where we've seen things offshored, some things reshore, and communities are sitting on these blighted assets.
Janesville has encountered roadblocks, including working with a private company and getting the GM site fully free of contamination and its remaining concrete removed. And a recent Brookings Institution report outlined how the area has been able to survive without solely relying on heavy manufacturing. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again in Oakland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers took the lead in Game 2, then added some insurance runs late on the way to a 9-5 victory over the A's. Milwaukee's Jake Bowers had a home run, also scored three more times in the game. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on those extra runs in the 8th and 9th.
Really important. Tacking on is however you want to term it. Staying after it, being relentless, pecking away, however you want to term it. It's the key to a major league game because it's hard to win a major league game and there's really good players on both sides.
NFL, the Packers have the next 3 days off after beating the Ravens yesterday 30-7 in front of 72,000 fans at Lambeau Field. Matt LaFleur on Packers linebacker Christian Welch, who grew up in Iola, Wisconsin.
He's just a smart, tough, physical player. I thought that interception that he had was an outstanding play. It looked like, to me, he baited the quarterback right there as a hook player and just made a great break on the ball and made the play. And then he had a heck of a return.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine on tap for your Sunday with north winds and highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly clear skies, upper 40s. On Labor Day, we'll see plenty of sunshine across the area, light south winds, highs topping out in the lower to middle 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin? You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894, making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later, leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we sit down and talk to labor leaders from all over Wisconsin for our Labor Day celebration. Please join us and happy Labor Day.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
The music of the star. Back we are.
Good morning and welcome to All Saints and You, honey.
Oh, tomorrow, yeah, that's right, Don Rosen. Don Rosen tells me David Mack's going to be on tomorrow between 6 and 9. Don's on from 6 till 9 each weekday. Rick Johnson, Terry Haviler on Saturday. Legendary announcers, even more. And the music of the stars Sunday morning. This is Cy Mann in the orchestra. Mann was really prolific in Hollywood, but he's hardly known today. Wrote a lot of stuff and arranged even more. Worked for television, motion pictures, some radio, recordings. Music of the Stars. Elton Britt. Frank Lesser wrote this.
Just took a job in the railroad yard. Pay me good, work me hard. Just took a job in the railroad yard. Now I'm doing fine, so won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady. Wave to me, my lady, as I roll on down the line. Oh, won't you wave to me, my lady? Wave to me, my lady. Wave to me, my lady, down the line. Just took a job on the railroad switch. Won't go broke, can't get rich. Just took a job on the railroad switch, and now I'm doing fine. So ain't you proud of me, my lady? Proud of me, my lady? proud of me, my lady, as I roll on down the line. Oh, ain't you proud of me, my lady, proud of me, my lady, proud of me, my lady, down the line. On the railroad break, and now I'm doing fine. So won't you say to me, my lady, say to me, my lady, say to me, my lady, as I roll on down the line. Oh, won't you say to me, my lady, say to me, my lady, say to me, my lady, you'll be mine.
Top 10 Unscripted.
Star-spangled banner waving somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Perry, Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving o'er the land of heroes brave and true. In this war with its mad schemes of destruction, of our country fair and our sweet liberty, by the mad dictators, leaders of corruption, can't the U.S. use a mountain boy like me? God gave me the right to be a free American. For that precious right I'd gladly die. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. That is where I want to live when I die. Though I realize I'm crippled, that is true, sir. Please don't judge my courage by my twisted leg. Let me show my Uncle Sam what I can do, sir. Let me help to bring the axes down a peg. If I do some great deed, I will be a hero. And a hero brave is what I want to be. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere. In that heaven there should be a place for me. Thank you.
And now, Mr. Angelini, you asked us to advise you which job in life you were best suited for.
That is correct, yes.
Well, I now have the results here of the interviews and the aptitude test that you took last week, and from them we've built up a pretty clear picture of the sort of person that you are. And I think I can say without fear of contradiction that the ideal job for you is chartered accountancy.
But I am a chartered accountant.
Very good. Well, back to the office with you, then.
No. You don't understand. I've been a chartered accountant for the last 20 years. I want a new job. Something exciting that will let me live.
Well, chartered accountancy is rather exciting, isn't it?
Exciting? No, it's not. It's dull. Dull, dull. My God, it's dull. It's so desperately dull and tedious and stuffy and boring and desperately dull.
Well, yes, Mr. Angevy, but you see, your report here says that you are an extremely dull person. You see, our experts describe you as an appallingly dull fellow, unimaginative, timid, lacking in initiative, spineless, easily dominated, no sense of humor, tedious company, and irrepressibly drab and awful. And whereas in most professions these would be considerable drawbacks, in chartered accountancy they're a positive boon.
Then you see, I came here to find a new job, a new life, a new meaning to my existence. Can't you help me?
Well, do you have any idea of what you want to do?
Yes. Yes, I have.
What?
Lion taming!
Yes. Of course, it's a bit of a jump, isn't it? I mean, chartered accountancy to lion taming in one go. You don't think it might be better if you worked your way towards lion taming, say, via banking?
No. I don't want to wait. At 9 o'clock tomorrow, I want to be in there taming.
Fine. But do you have any qualifications?
Yes, I've got a hat.
A hat?
Yes, a hat. A lion taming hat. A hat with lion tamer on it. I got it at Harrods. And it lights up saying lion tamer in great big neon letters so you can tame them after dark when they're less stroppy.
I see.
And you can claim reasonable wear and tear, switch it off during the daytime, claim reasonable wear and tear as allowable professional expenses under paragraph 235. Yes.
I know a man named Otis who invented a roof, and his heart was filled with pride. I said to Mr. Otis, what does your room do? He said it goes from side to side. So I said, Mr. Otis, if you take my advice, you'll be the richest man in town. You gotta take that room that goes from side to side and make it go up and down.
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I sincerely doubt that the world could do without my good advice. Sir Isaac Newton came around to my house one day. His face was all sunburned and red. He said he didn't want to sleep in the shade of a tree because an apple might fall on his head. I said, Sir Isaac, you dumbbell, take my advice. Go right back there and sleep beneath that tree. And if you let that rotten apple fall down on your head, why, you'll discover gravity.
And that was good advice, good advice.
Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. The world's a better place since I gave the human race my good advice. A man named Mr. Waterman invented a tube. He was sad because it sprung a little leak. He said, darn it, when I hold my tube on a piece of paper, the ink leaks out and makes a little streak. He said, I've got to find a way to stop that leak. I'll start working on my leak-proof tube again. I said, Waterman, you idiot, don't stop that leak. You just invented a fountain pen.
And that was good advice, good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I'm so worldly wise, I should get the Nobel Prize for good advice. Good old Henry Ford, he was a hard-working man. He worked all night and all day. I said, Henry, what you doing? And Henry, he said, I'm inventing the Chevrolet. He said, I've already built 25 models, one for each letter from A to Z. I said, Henry, you fool, there are 26 letters in the alphabet. He said, good heavens, I forgot the Model T.
And that was good advice. Good advice.
Good advice must not be, and it's worth the price. It's humble as can be, and it's absolutely free. My
good advice.
Wilbur and Orville were two brothers named Wright, the nicest pair of kids you've ever seen. They worked 12 years on a secret project. They thought it was a washing machine. I said, fellas, what are all those wings for? They said, for hanging clothes out to dry. I said, you fools, take that washing machine out to Kitty Hawk and see if the darn thing will fly.
And that was good advice.
Good advice.
Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price.
I'm so smart that I'm gonna win a Guggenheim for good.
And bye.
Benjamin Franklin was a charming old man. He was always flying his kite. One night I said, Benji, why ain't you out with your kite? He said, because it's raining tonight. I said, Benji, sweetie, you go right back out there and to your kite string, tie a key. This may shock you, Benji, my boy, but that's electricity.
And that was good advice.
Good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. I'll remodel you if you'll only listen to my good advice. Ookamagook was a Neanderthal man, a very poorly educated soul. He had a great big square thing made of solid stone, and in the middle of it was a hole. One day he had to go from his cave in Natchez to his uncle's cave in Mobile. I said, round off those corners and buy a set of tires, and ookie baby, that's a wheel.
Good advice.
Good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. Harvard offered me a Phi Beta Kappa key for good advice. Sigmund Freud, he had an unfurnished house. He was a very nosy fellow, so it seems. He had no chair, so he made all his friends stand around all day and tell him all their secrets and their dreams. Well, they stood there talking till they got fallen arches. They yelled, my feet are killing me. Ouch! I said, Sigmund, don't you realize you've got a gold mine here? Go out and buy yourself a leather couch.
And that was good advice. Good advice.
Good advice was nothing and it's worth the price. Every word you're told will be 18 karat gold. That's
good advice.
Alexander Graham Bell was building a fence with some wood and a long piece of wire. He said, there's something strange going on around here. I keep hearing the voice of Uncle Meyer. I said, Mr. Graham Cracker, that was my little joke. With that wire, you got the world in your power. Just get a mouthpiece and an earpiece and a piece in between, and you'll sponsor the telephone hour.
Good advice.
Good advice. Good advice costs nothing and it's worth the price. Every word you hear is the message of the year. It's good advice. Christopher Columbus was a seaman second class. When I told him that the Indies could be found by sailing to the west instead of sailing to the east, I advised him that I thought the world was round. I really thought so. And then I sent him down to ask good Queen Isabel to pawn her jewels for all their worth. Next day he set sail, and as everyone knows, he fell off the edge of the earth.
Well, that was bad advice. Bad advice is just the same as good advice.
Everybody makes occasional mistakes, and that was bad.
Jack.
Yes?
Would you mind if I made a few little suggestions? Suggestions? Well, in the nature of constructive criticism. Mm-hmm. You don't mind, do you?
No. I think constructive criticism is good for everybody, you know. How long did you say you were in show business?
2 years.
With it.
Well, as long as I'm being constructive, Jack, this I have to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may not realize this,
yeah.
But every move you make, your delivery, every little inflection that you have is exactly the way I work, and I don't think it's fair. See, you're staring again.
Now, listen to me, Mr. Carson.
Call me Johnny.
I'll call you anything. You've got a lot of nerve saying that I'm stealing your style. Everything I've done since I started in show business, 22 years. And if I were going to copy anybody, it wouldn't be an unfunny, untalented upstart like you.
Well,
now come there. Johnny Carson, I came out here at the start of my show, didn't I?
Yeah.
Telling the audience what I thought of you, how wonderful
now,
you
Jack,
are.
Now, Jack, wait a minute. Wait just a second. Remember when you asked me to be on your show?
Yeah.
You were the one who told me to do this routine so we could get some laughs.
Oh.
I suggested that you insult...
When you called me 2 weeks ago, remember?
Oh, my goodness, I did. Oh, Johnny, I'm terribly sorry, really.
Not the finish of the show. The love scene must be played out before the final fade out. Sinatra gets Garrett, Kelly gets Williams, for that's the plot the author wrote. So turn this duet into a quartet and end it on a happy note.
I'm playing this on purpose. I'm Lou Vergani. The music of the stars will be interrupted at some civic media radio stations. The Milwaukee Brewers, but we'll be on the air till high noon. Otherwise...
Saturday night on Main Street, like a Ford or Chevrolet, like potato chips or comic strips, it's strictly USA.
Take Judy Garland,
take Catherine Grayson,
take Mr. Crosby
or Fred Astaire.
Don't let the movie spin them up, cause they look so pretty when we pin them up.
Like the annual Elks Convention, like the Rotary Club Soiree, like Masonic Halls or Fireman's Balls, like honeymooning at Niagara Falls. They're really here to stay, cause it's strictly you.
Songwriters for the songs that they sing, the beauty and truth in the music they bring. They get up each day and they struggle to say what they feel, to write something real. Some days a good line is easier to find than getting their own lives to perfectly rhyme. But they take all the hurt and they put it in words and they smile. It's all been worthwhile. Sing your song for us, full of glory, life and love. And if the words you say are true, then the song lives in me like the song lives in you. Songwriters, the keepers of the flame, whether they're famous or we don't know their name. They pick out a tune in a quiet, lonely room like a soul digging for gold. Some days inspiration just flows through the pen. Some nights it feels like they'll never write again. They keep playing on for the sake of a song and the times when everything chimes. Sing your song for us, full of glory, life and love. And if the melody rings true, the song lives in me like the song lives in you. Come on and sing.
George Gershwin, the man who made an honest woman out of jazz. Still in his early 30s, he is already a legend. Millions of words have been written about him and his music. Millions of his fellow citizens have caught the richness and vigor of the rhythms he has made, and in him, they have found a bright reflection of their own eager age. As his principal commentator puts it, he has built a new music compounded of grace, vitality, and dignity. So much for the Gershwin legend. Tonight, we want you to meet the young man himself. So pardon my rather lush enthusiasm, George, and take an opening piano bow for our audience here and on the air. Thank you.
That's why he's here tonight to make the music awards, Mr. Cole Porter.
Thank you, Paul. The nominations for the best scoring of musical picture are Jolson Sings Again, a Sidney Buckman production, Columbia, Morris Stoloff, and George Duning. Look for the Silver Lining, Warner Brothers, Ray Hindorf, and On the Town, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, Roger Edens, and Lenny Hayden. May I have the envelope, please? The winners are Roger Edens and Lenny Hayden for On the Town.
Johnny Green, General Director of Music at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, accepted the awards for Mr. Eden and Mr. Hayden. Mr. Porter.
The nominations for Best Score of a Dramatic or Comedy Picture are Beyond the Forest, Warner Brothers, by Max Steiner, Champion, Screenplays Corporation, United Artists, by Dmitry Tiomkin, and The Heiress, Paramount, by Aaron Copland. The envelope, please. The winner is Aaron Copland for The Heiress.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, another winner is coming up to this handsomely appointed stage.
Let my blankets warmer sleep, sleep in your lady's arms, sleep in your lady's
Right.
We only got 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, we never been here before.
Ah, what can happen to you in one day? What do you think you're gonna do?
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Places to visit are so many, so the guidebooks say. I told my grandpa I wouldn't miss on any, and we got just one day. Gotta see the whole town right from Yonkers on down to the bay in just one day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
The most fabulous sight is New York in the light of the day, our only day.
New York, New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the battery's down. The people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
women are all in silk and satin, so the fellas say. There's just one thing necessary in Manhattan, when you got just one day. Gotta pick up a date, maybe seven or eight, on your way, in just one day.
New York, a wonderful town. The Bronx is up and the Battery's down. The people ride in all on the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
Come home, come home, it's supper time.
It's a tribute to the songwriter.
We're going home at last.
Walter Brennan.
Many years ago, in days of childhood, I used to play until the setting of the sun. From yonder down an old familiar pathway, I'd hear my mother call when day was done.
Come home.
Come home, come home, it's supper time.
The shadows lengthen fast.
The shadows lengthen fast.
Come home, come home, it's supper time.
Come home, come home, it's supper time.
We're going home at last.
We're going home at last. You know, neighbors, I just imagine that a lot of you folks are listening to this song now are grown people, both men and women. And I know that you folks like to reminisce at times, as I have many times, about my childhood. And one of the most pleasant memories of my childhood past was when my mother used to come to the back of the steps of the old home place and say, "Come on home, son. It's supper time." But you know, time has woven the realization now, the truth that's even far more thrilling. And that's when someone shall call, and all of God's children shall go home where it will be supper time. With God around the great white table, certainly the greatest of them all.
This is Gordon Jenkins. And Frank Sinatra.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime. Whatever. As a man who has always had the wandering ways, now I'm reaching back for yesterday till a long forgotten love. And I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September. The warm September of my as a man who has never paused. lost at wishing wells. Now I'm watching children's carousels, and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my year. The golden warm September of my years.
The music of the stars and the music of Gordon Jenkins. And here's a tune about September from Gordon Goodwin. They're not all sad. Most of them, yeah, but... Houston. The first recording ever.
But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September, and I have lost one tooth, and I walk a little lame. And I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November. And these few golden days I'd spend with you. These golden days I'd spend with you.
meet with the young men early in spring. They court you in song and rhyme. They woo you with words and a clover ring. But if you examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time. But it's a long, long while from May to December. Will the clover ring last till you reach September? And I'm not quite equipped for the waiting game, but I have a little money and I have a little fame. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'd spend with you. These precious days I'd spend with you.
The matter of growing old, when we're young, it's May. Wonderful, beautiful, glorious May. Then middle age is like the turning of the year, it's September. And finally, December comes. But it's a long, long while.
From May to December. But the days grow short when you reach September. When the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame, one hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious September.
Vintage Dean Martin. Dinah Washington.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September. In the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here to me, it's still September. Ooh. that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That's September in the rain. I said that September in the rain.
We'll take a break now for CBS News. The music of the stars continues.
So long, sad times. Go long, bad times. We are rid of you at last. Howdy, gay times. Cloudy, gray times. You are now a thing of the past. Happy days are here again. The skies above are clear.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.